Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a terrific idea, although here's where I say don't wait till the last 3 minutes of the program, please, to call. You can hear. If you call earlier, you get a lot more time. Although, for the last couple of days, we've done something pretty unusual, which is the people who've called early have had very complicated issues. So but they've also gotten a lot of time because I had the time to give them. So that's just, you know, I'm not really admonishing you. I'm not scolding you. I'm just telling you. So, you know, we used to, when I complain about technology, we're talking about, you know, being spied upon or somebody hacking. My technology, as many of you know, this is the day of the week where I do a segment on Doug's Good Day America. And two things about that. First of all, I should share this with you, Trevor, that they had looked at the posting of at Facebook, and they'd used one of our questions to ask me about, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
One talk show host looking at another. There you go. So they call me early. They usually wake me up. And I connect with them with the same system that I use the system here, which is really nice because it's much clearer than a phone line. Well, it's on my computer, which means that I have to use my keypad. I have a wireless keypad. Batteries were gone in it. So I go, and this is, you know, basically from the time they call me to the time I'm on, it's usually about 5 minutes. If everything was running fine, it would probably be 10 minutes. But on days where things aren't running very well, it's like 3.5. So I go tearing into the kitchen and, you know, and take it apart, put some new batteries in. Batteries aren't working. So then I'm thinking I put them in backwards. And I've just awakened. I mean, I'm a little foggy. I can't get the stupid thing because the batteries are not working. So I called down to the front desk and said, send batteries now! But they... the guy downstairs was saying, I said, look, I'm really sorry, I'll replace them later in the day, but he said, yeah, I've got a wireless mouse, and I said, I did too, until I ran into the problem all the time. So I went, and it took me forever to find a mouse that you actually plug into your computer. But batteries are a pain in the neck. Somebody at some point is going to invent something that doesn't need batteries. I know, and the Tesla, right? It's going the other direction. They're now saying we're going to have batteries to run your car. And they're now saying that because the Tesla is sort of entering into the automotive field, that they're going to talk about house batteries as well. House batteries to not only charge your car, but to charge your all the stuff in your house. Mm-hmm. I actually went online last week to get a battery tester, which are hard to find these days, too. They used to have them at Radio Shack. Of course, they used to be Radio Shack as well. But even when there was Radio Shack, they stopped doing those. But you can test and see if your battery's working. Because, like, my keyboard requires 3 batteries. So, I mean, you don't know if any of them working. So you just throw them all 3 away, I guess, and start over. Today was not my favorite day. I had a dilemma. And Trevor just wrote up, Trevor does, when you call 855-99-37569, you get Trevor, who says, what's your question for Dr. Brown? And we have the system, it's called a stack. And he can write in Minneapolis on who the caller is and what they're, and it shows up on my computer when I can get to my computer, which by the time I did my program, I was, you know, I could do it. I can't do my program on the phone. Actually, I suppose I could if we had to. I don't even want to think about that. It makes my stomach hurt. All right. So, Trevor said, see, I couldn't spell dilemma. And I said, yeah, it doesn't look right. He was right. Dilemma has 2 M's in it. I was going to put an N somewhere in it. So were you, right, Trevor? But you actually had it right.
I think I went back and forth a couple of times if you were watching.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I thought, well, he'll get it sooner or later. But I'm not a very good speller. As I told you, that somebody once asked me, where do you divide mountain? And I said, at the pass. I'm not a good speller. I can write okay. I can end things first. Although spell check is my enemy because it doesn't. It will change sometimes without my asking it to, from a sentence that makes sense to either a sentence that doesn't make any sense or makes the opposite point of what I was trying to make. I sent somebody an email yesterday, or a text yesterday from my phone that said, "We will not do that," and it said, "We will do that."
Yeah, that's the exact opposite intention, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it was really helpful. All right, one more question, which is, you know, we were talking about the tragedy on Amtrak, and there's also a story today where they're trying to figure out exactly what happened. It was clear that the train was speeding. It was going double the amount of the rate it should have been. It was going 107 miles an hour in a 50-mile turn, but apparently the maximum speed on Amtrak is supposed to be 80. So that's 25% higher, almost 30% higher than what it should have been traveling anyway.
Wow.
All right. So, and apparently the Congress is looking at actually cutting Amtrak's budget even more. And so here's, you know, we're talking about computers and drones. They're now talking about unmanned drones, not to run the trains, or at least not at this moment. But they're having, they're trying to get permission from the FAA to inspect some of the 32,000 miles of tracks in the Amtrak network. A freight train currently sends humans out to do safety inspections, but it's apparently a dangerous and difficult job, with employees sometimes clambering over slippery objects to reach their site or working in risky, high-traffic areas, or not hearing the trains coming. They argue that drones could be safer for track workers and in some cases more effective than using fixed-wing aircraft, which can't fly as close to the bridges and tunnels as may need an inspection. So they're gearing up to use drones in what's called beyond line-of-sight operations, in which a ground-based operator is allowed to fly the unmanned vehicle without keeping the device in their visual range. Their current proposal for drones requires operators to be able to see the drones at all time. I don't know. The idea of having a drone that you don't see under, that you actually can't see, I don't know. That makes me a little nervous. It's not because I'm afraid of the drone taking over. I'm afraid of the drone crashing, or I don't know. It just makes me a little nervous. They're talking about three types of drone: the AirRobot AR-180, the AR-200, and the 3D robotic Spectre Industrial Multi-Rotal Aerial Vehicle.
That's a mouthful.
Which is called SIPRA. I just made that up. I mean, that's what it actually would be.
Right.
I guess we could call it SPIMRA, which, because if we put the Spectras, apparently it's German. They're exploring additional ways in which it can improve safety for employees, customers, and the public. Drones will enhance safety in railroad operations. Well, I think railroad safety is going to be a big deal for the next couple of weeks, and should be.
Mm-hmm.
So drones, you know, the spooky story that we had yesterday was that the headline was much spookier than the actual story, which is that drones could sort of make up their own mind about things. But it turns out, if you really look at, which I think is kind of creepy, but the idea being that if you read the article, which we did, is basically what they could do is the same story that we did today, which is that they could go from high concentration to low concentration. They're not really making decisions in the way that we're thinking about making decisions. But essentially, it's just fancy radar that they can understand that there's a bump here, so don't go there. But it's not kind of reasoning in any way that you and I would view as reasoning. But it does give one pause with all the notions about singularity and giving human intelligence that can then sort of take over the system, which is one of the reasons, I don't know, the idea of drones that you don't see. There's a part of me, I'm dying to go and get, I went to Radio Shack when there was a Radio Shack, and they had, I think it was either $99 or $199 kind of thing. And the guy said, don't buy it. It's a piece of junk. But the idea of having a little drone to be able to kind of buzz people, I don't know, that's kind of appealing. Maybe I shouldn't have one. Yeah, I'm one of those kind of people who used to drop water balloons on people, too, from, you know, from balconies. So maybe it's not a good idea. It's like why I don't own a car. I always felt like I could probably afford the car, but not the tickets. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so for right now, no drone for Joy. And here's another story about Big Brother, I guess, which is a woman was fired after disabling her GPS on her work phone. I remember being in a conference years ago and someone saying, you know, they're in the future, your boss will, you know, you'll know where your boss is. And I raised my hand and said, if you know where your boss is going to know where you are. Dun, dun, dun. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, so we don't get too far behind in emails. Trev, how about an email?
Okay, let's see here. We have an email from John. Okay, here's what John says. I work as a phone counselor at a national crisis center that has been in business over 40 years and has centers spread to other countries.
What about to other countries?
The phone center is spread to other countries.
Okay.
I have many years of experience. What I do is very similar to what you do on your radio program, though we don't have a limit of how much time we can spend on the phone with callers because a lot of callers are desperate to suicidal. I talk to a lot of callers that are actually sad, as you have often also noted, but have been diagnosed depressed and prescribed a lot of antidepressant medication that just seems to make them tired, etc. I would never advise callers on the medications they have been prescribed, though I might suggest re-evaluation or second opinion. I think that because they have been misdiagnosed, depressed, and put on medication, it gives them permission to remain sad and not have to deal with the events that made them sad, even if they are seeing a psychologist that has been treating them for some kind of depression for months. What do you think?
Okay, well, there are a bunch of questions inherent in this, so good for you for doing this kind of work. I think it is obviously important work, and good for you. You're absolutely right. There is a difference between sadness and depression, and the sadness, you know, sort of my thumbnail way of sketching it is that with sadness you feel that you have a problem. With depression you feel you are the problem. No matter what I do, it doesn't get any better. The world would be better off without me. The seven symptoms of which I'm sure you're aware of depression, which are somatic symptoms as opposed to, and there's a little bit of an overlap, that you're either sleeping a whole lot or not sleeping at all, or the kind of, you're very tired during the day, you go to sleep easily, but then 4 o'clock in the morning, where are my blues? It's certainly a symptom of depression. Either eating too much or eating not enough, that there's not that kind of disciplined eating, there's not discipline in general. Sense of lethargy, sense that things that used to make you happy don't, a difficulty concentrating, no interest in sex, or an over-interest in sex. So the idea being that suicidal ideation, emotional lability, especially, you know, crying for things all of a sudden, so that there are really some very specific kinds of warning signs. And the idea is that most of us at some point have had a couple of those. The question is how many and for how long and how often. And presumably, if you're on a suicide hotline, you've had some training about these. And so when people call up and they seem to you sad, first of all, if you're on antidepressants, two things. Antidepressants take a while to kick in. It's not as bad as it used to be. It used to be like 6 to 8 weeks. And now it's not that much, but it can be more than, the problem is that the side effects will kick in almost immediately, which is being drowsy, dry mouth, especially if you wear contact lenses, itchy eyes. I mean, so you may get the side effects before you get any benefit. But if somebody's been on antidepressants for a while and is still feeling what they would call depressed, then they need to talk with their therapist about it, because there's no point in taking a medication that's not working, because you'll get the side effects. You'll get the problems. And if you're not getting any benefit, either you're on the wrong medication because it's the wrong diagnosis, or you need a different kind of medication, or you need a combination of medication. So if you're on medication and have been for a while being a couple of months, and you're not getting any relief from symptoms, dun, 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 go back to your therapist. Now, as you also know, that the argument between psychology and psychiatry has been going on for as long as there has been, basically since Freud, to be quite honest, the difference between talk therapy and medication. And the psychiatric community has always said, look, you can't talk to somebody when their brain is jumbled. I mean, it makes no sense. It's like hitting them with a 2x4. It makes no sense. The psychologists have said, you don't treat the brain like chicken soup. You don't just sort of experiment with adding stuff and seeing what works. People get into trouble because there's been some history of imbalance or getting in trouble, and what we now know is both are a little right and both are a little wrong, and the combination of medication, talk therapy, and exercise, which I think exercise is just bodies are meant to move, and the less you move, the more you tend to focus on self in a non-productive way, number one. Number two, that the bodies were really meant to be in motion. And it's kind of like your car. If you take your car and put it up on blocks for a while, or you just, let's say you don't put it on blocks, you just take your car and don't run it for a while, the tires go flat, the oil gets too viscous. I mean, that inactivity for things that are supposed to move doesn't work. And if it doesn't work on a machine, it ain't going to work on you either. So the combination of talking, antidepressants, and medication works much better than either separately. So, and you can certainly point that out to people without suggesting that whomever their therapist is a nincompoop or has missed the diagnosis. if they're still getting the symptoms and they're on medication and they're in therapy, somebody's missed it. I mean, there's something going wrong there. And your point being, if somebody's on antidepressants and they're still not running their lives, one of the things that I point out, and you hear me doing all the time on the air, is that antidepressants don't mean, being on antidepressant doesn't mean that you're never going to feel sad again. We're not trying to make you a robot or a Stepford wife. That that you, there's going to be, if you're really having you're jonesing for chocolate ice cream, and you go to the freezer and the last, the chocolate ice cream, the Häagen-Dazs is empty. Some Yahoo has put it back in empty, and all the stores that sell Häagen-Dazs are closed. You may feel sad, even if you're on antidepressants. So there are things that make people sad independent of depression. Is not sadness, and sadness is not depression. So antidepressants don't stop you from hopefully having normal reactions. What it does is kind of reboot the system so that you, in fact, can feel happiness that's legitimate, sadness that's legitimate. But the point about antidepressants is that the assumption is, the working assumption is that there is a chemical imbalance that doesn't allow you to have normal emotions. But being on antidepressants, you don't want it to wipe out normal emotions. What you want it to be able to do is allow normal emotions, and normal emotions are sadness, happiness, anger, frustration, all the rest of the things that human beings feel. So you can presumably go through, I've been doing this long enough, I don't actually need a checklist, although I suspect every once in a while I'm probably going to forget something, and some caller will say, well, you didn't mention this. But especially if you're starting out in this, maybe having a checklist of the difference between sadness and depression, the 7 somatic symptoms of depression, the side effects, and you don't need to be a physician's desk reference. You don't need to be a PDR about going through all the side effects. You can just say that every medication, including aspirin, has vitamins, have side effects. The question is, are you getting the benefit of what the prescription is for? And if you're not, talk with your therapist about it. All right. If you have any other questions, it's a very good question. If I haven't answered some of the things you need, just call me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely. We've got about 24, 25 minutes left with one another, 855-99-DR-JOY. There's a story in the paper today that's a bit alarming. Let me just give you sort of a little bit of background here, which I went to an event for the food bank last night, and had gone to one for City Harvest the night before. I know it's that time of year. And we were talking about the fact that, you know, they were very curious and pleased that we had done the SNAP challenge, eating on $42 a week per person, and how people would respond to it, and callers and whatever. And so... And they said, "Did you have a hard time on it?" And I said, "Well, it was very time consuming, in that I spent three times longer in the grocery store than I usually do, and I'm a careful shopper. So, but the idea being that I could not go over $42, and as I said, the clerk had clearly dealt with other people like me before, which is a little surprising. So maybe I don't know if she dealt with it in my neighborhood or just dealt with it in her life. She said, "Well, put the stuff you want most first." which is, of course, a very good way of running your life as well as your shopping cart. And they said, were you hungry? And I said, no, the thing that I missed the most during that week was sweets, because I knew I couldn't afford them on $42. And if you're eating healthy in general, and then you could afford, you know, an occasional handful full of, you know, chocolate morsels or something. But if you're really struggling to make sure that your food is balanced and healthy, and you're on a very limited budget, sweets were just not one of the possibilities. So then the talk turned to our friend Gwyneth, and they said, how did you start it? And I said, well, there were really two separate triggers. One was the story about Kansas enacting a law that said that you couldn't buy steak or lobster on food stamps, and the other was, I think it was Missouri, but I don't remember, of saying all the things that you couldn't use food stamps for, a lot of which on the list you couldn't use food stamps for anyway, but it's an EBT card now, so it's a little bit different. So they said, were you hungry? And I said, no, I had a couple of indulgences because, you know, as I said, you can eat for $42 a week pretty easily if you're eating Cheerios three times a day, or if you're eating soup three times a day. And all of us, you know, when we were starving graduate students, did stuff like that. But the idea was to make this a somewhat realistic menu that was somewhat healthy, it was not boring, and was something that you could do for more than a week. Because for a week, you could do anything, right? But that was not the awareness point. And then we started talking about Gwyneth and her original thing of being criticized, which I thought was really unfair. But then she quit. Four days into it, and they said it is really hard to get nutritious, filling food on this amount of money. And a light bulb went on over my head, because I wasn't, you know, I really wasn't hungry. It was sort of challenging and time consuming, but not particularly difficult, to be quite honest, for me, because I don't eat a whole lot, and I don't tend to eat much meat anyway. And it was just trying to be a little bit ingenious about it, and I couldn't eat out. That was the other thing, because I'm used to, you know, when I'm out, I'll grab a slice or something like that. And I couldn't do that unless it fit into the budget. And what had occurred to me is that my guess was that Gwyneth didn't have any carbs at all in her diet. And it's pretty hard to not have carbs, because, you know, for those of us who are healthy, that we don't need a whole lot of carbs because we're eating things like, you know, fruits and vegetables and salad and stuff that's good for you, but not as filling. There's probably nothing as filling as, you know, a slice of bread with mayonnaise on it or something. It's just not very good for you. It's filling. And we're also talking about the fact that, and this was something I was not aware of, that because people have gotten more sophisticated, they were talking with somebody from McDonald's who was doing this whole new thing. Because one of the things we've been talking about on the program is if you could get fast food that was fast and nutritious, because you can get a Happy Meal for the same price as a head of broccoli. And your kids are much more likely to eat the Happy Meal than the broccoli, but a Happy Meal isn't very good for you. But it is filling. And so the two things occurred to me. First of all, that Gwyneth was staying very far away from any kind of carbs. So she was hungry. But if you're willing to eat a little bit of carbs, then it's not very difficult. As I said, the real kind of compromise in my doing this was eating something that had a lot of salt in it. And I'm very careful about salt. But I didn't have time to make homemade chili. And I didn't want to, you know, making a vat of chili and then I suppose I could have frozen it. But it seemed counterproductive to what I was trying to do. So the can of chili I bought, which I ate with baked potatoes and yogurt on it and some cheese and stuff like that. So it was really pretty yummy, but had a lot of salt in it. And that if you're willing, that she obviously decided she wasn't going to eat anything, she wasn't going to eat any carbs. And it is really hard to get filled up. So that was number one, and she just wasn't going to mess with her body for a demonstration. Because I was trying to figure out how she felt so deprived. But the second thing, which I didn't know about, is because people are becoming more sophisticated about carbs, that when people go to McDonald's, which is really trying to do a healthier kind of meal, that they'll actually look at the calories. Instead of doing what I do, which is trying to figure out on a restaurant menu the thing with the least calories, they will figure out the most calories for the money, feeling that the most calories for the money means they're getting the most bangs for their bucks. they're getting the most filling food. The problem is if the calories are not the good kind of calories. They're not calories because you're getting protein. They're calories because there's either sugar, fat, or salt. Hence, obesity in America. So it occurred to me that that was really the issue. Is it the issue is not that we're not aware. The issue is that if you look strictly at calories, and trying to get, again, the most caloric intake for your money, you're going to make wrong choices. And I think that's part of what people don't really understand and why America is having this obesity. It's not that people don't know how to eat. It's that they're using a single criteria, which, believe it or not, the school lunch program's done the same thing, that they look at total number of calories, where you get your calories and how you get your calories, which is why ketchup is considered a vegetable on the school lunch programs. And of course, if you're trying to get your a number, if we say that a growing kid needs, I don't know what it is, 1,500 calories or something a day, and you figure I will stay away from a soda because it's 180 calories. They'll put a soda in there because it's 180 calories. So part of it is we have to educate people beyond calories, because that's why I think people are obese. That's, I will now refer to it as the Gwyneth Paltrow issue, or maybe just the Gwyneth issue, or maybe just the GP issue. So she doesn't sue me. All right, this is a story that falls directly in line with this, which is one of those doo-doo-doo-doo. Yesterday, I think, was Twilight Zone Day, but nevertheless. They did a new study that asked parents of overweight children to say whether children look too heavy, too light, or just right. And it turns out 95% of kids who are overweight, which is usually at least 20% over what the ideal weight is, view their kids as just right. So they don't see it as being a problem. They did the study, as far as I know, didn't ask whether the parents were overweight or not, because obviously that's going to make a difference. When they compared the results with a survey taken two decades earlier, they realized the chance of a child being appropriately perceived by the parents declined by 30%. Which means parents 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago, were much more likely to say, my kid's got a weight problem. African-American and low-income parents had the most inaccurate perceptions. And again, it gets into that whole issue of how you get your calories. We have changed our perceptions of what our weight ideals are, even among kids 2 to 5, who are the subject of where they studied. And most parents could no longer tell what a healthy weight looks like, and their doctors aren't helping them to understand. And again, since parents are going to make most of the decisions, especially about young kids and what they eat, these aren't school-age kids yet, it's a disaster. If every other child is obese or overweight, you would think your child, if every other child is obese or overweight, you would think your child is normal. Nearly 80% of parents of obese kids believe they'd be just right. But that was another study. But the point being, that's a huge, huge percentage. They used a national sample of children and parents, and so they had samples of more than 3,000 kids. People were asked what they call the Goldilocks question: do you consider your child to be overweight, underweight, or just about the right weight, or don't know? And they compare the responses with the kids' data on childhood growth curves. More overweight children in the population today, the chance of a child being seen correctly has declined sharply, which means that things are going to get worse and worse as opposed to better and better. All right, it's something to be aware of, that we need to educate parents as well as kids, and also understand that I would call this the beyond calorie way of looking at life. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business.
Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, this story I think falls into the times they are a-changin' grab bag of questions. All right, a year ago, the EU ruled that people had the right to be forgotten online. And as such, they ordered Google to remove links when people ask it to. And it is exactly the appropriate thing. If you ever tried to deal with Google, it is impossible. There is nobody, there's no there. I had a Facebook page, which I guess is not Google, is it, where someone hacked it. And so I had to set up another Facebook page, and I wanted to take the other one down or refer. there's nobody to talk to. It's just, it's a mess. But there is actually a process now that you have to let someone decide that you deserve to have their requests granted, right? I mean, you hear, technology is not without certain speed bumps. They had a data privacy conference in Berlin, no less. Google's Global Privacy Council, no less, Peter Fleischer, explained how the decision-making process over the right to be forgotten. It's not the right to die, it's the right to be forgotten request plays out at Google. It's a multi-stage process. Like, duh. All right, first of all, you have to submit inline via a REB form and send directly to a large team of lawyers, paralegals, and engineers in Google's Dublin office who decide what they call the easy cases. Like, okay, the shoplifting, right? The little this or that. They're just taken straight down. Then if that doesn't fall into that category, I don't know who determines whether it's a simple one, they go to a more senior team with local employees turning up to a conference room and international team members appearing via Hangouts. If the problems are really naughty, outside experts, that's K-N-O-T-T-Y, and probably M-A-U-G-H-T-Y as well. After a discussion of the intricacies of the case, there's a vote. All right, here's an example of a tough case. A German national was convicted in the United States of a sex crime. See, I hadn't even read it and I knew about naughty. That occurred when he was 16. The victim was 2 years younger than he was. In the U.S., his name was published. Under German law, his name wouldn't have been published because he was a minor. So Fleischer claimed that during the conference, the team find a large majority in favor of one decision or the other. But there are some cases where we're split. Sounds like the Supreme Court. A year into the process, there have been... Are you ready for this? Guess how many requests they've had, Trev.
How many? 100.
Request 250,000.
Whoa. Whoa.
Think about 250,000 requests relating to 92,000 links.
Incredible.
I know. So far, 35% have been removed, 50% left as they are, 15% are undecided. So Google's got a lot more work to do, but apparently they're taking it very seriously. And that's just in the UK. I mean, a quarter of a million related to 92,000 links, 35% removed. You know what this means is don't behave badly, because the likelihood of getting it taken off taken off Google is not very high. I mean, in the process, and it's taken a year, and half of them, they denied it anyway. Okay, more sort of sobering news. I know, we usually do only good news around here. And, well, I guess the good news is that, first of all, that there is a process, and people are taking it seriously. So that's the good news. The bad news is it's cumbersome. The good news is there's more. You know, I'm convinced that AT&T wiped out adultery as we know it, because the combination of sending bills out every month and caller ID meant that, you know, I mean, obviously I'm being a little facetious, but the idea being the technology is making it more and more important to behave, right? If your GPS can tell somebody where you are, if your Facebook account is forever, I mean, although trying to convince teenagers that whatever they do now is going to reflect on them later has always been spitting in the wind, right? I mean, think about what your parents said. You'll regret this. And now you will regret it endlessly because it will be on online. A quarter of a century ago, barely half the children of primary school age in Africa were enrolled in school. By 2012, it was almost 80%. In South Asia, primary school enrollment jumped to 94% from 75% over the same period. That's great. I mean, look, in a worldwide economy, that the more people that are educated, the safer, the more stable the whole world is. Policymakers around the world have come to understand the importance of learning for every aspect of human development. So there we go. It's part of the United Nations core Millennium Development Goals, which mobilized large amounts of aid in the first decade of the century for poor countries to expand access. I mean, think about that. That's amazing. It turns out that much of the world hasn't actually done terribly well, that people are in school, but there's not the minimum standard of education is a little trickier. We've made substantial progress around the globe in sending people to school, but a large number of people who have gone to school really haven't learned anything. So we're saying, all right, that everybody has to do better. So it's a good thing. At least, first of all, you've got more people in school, which is good. I mean, one of the issues has always been that females are not sent to school because that's one of the issues about water, believe it or not, is when the town or the village doesn't have water, the girls are traditionally sent to get the water, so they're not in school. So bringing water to a village means that the girls can go to school. So they're doing it in stages. The next targets are expected to be formally adopted by the UN this year. So they're getting a curriculum ready. The idea is that an educated population is the only way to have the world, what they call shared prosperity, right? So they're saying aiming resources at expanding access is not helpful without understanding of what a quality education really means. But, I mean, they've taken the first step. They've got the kids in school. I mean, how are you going to assess what people are learning if they're not in any kind of school? So, you know, I view that as kind of frustrating but positive. So, 855-993-7569. Susan, we don't have much time. What can I help you with?
I was just wanted to comment on, you were talking about depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I was diagnosed with major depression and anxiety disorder.
Uh-huh.
So I took all kinds of antidepressants.
How long ago was this?
I was depressed, but then since 1990, okay?
Well that's 25 years.
Yeah, but I was doing my thing, and you know I just wasn't a happy camper. However,
right. Susie, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, and we'll get back to you. We'll figure out when I can finish this call with you. All right, 855-993-7569. Hang on for me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.